speaker phasing test. This is the left channel. This is the left channel. This is the right channel. This is the right channel. Warning. Signal level will now increase. Reduce volume control setting. Drumbeat test for stereo spread.
Pop Defect Radio.
PopDefectRadio.blogspot.com.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Check, check, radio check, mic check, Pop Defect Radio. Skidmark Bob here in the house. Share a little live show with you here, I hope. If everything works out right, my mic is a little fucked up right now. Okay, still messing with it. There we go, getting a little more of a balance there. That's why we had our little speaker phasing test. Want to make sure everything's working at this moment in time. Pop Defect Radio, Skidmark Bob, popdefectradio.blogspot.com. You could download or stream the show there for free. And just realize Pop Defect Radio has been on the air in cyberspace well over 10 years now, bringing you independent music, special mixes that I do, and before SOPA shuts us down, that's the Stop Online Piracy Act that is threatening the internet as we know it, I want to share with you a bunch of mixes that I made for this year-end edition. I'm still working on various different things at once, multitasking, I guess you could say, stuff in the wings waiting, stuff I've been working on for months, maybe over a year now, and share some of that with you, as well as some brand new music, at least while we still can, before the internet police shuts us all down. We don't know what's going to happen next, or do we? Pop Defect Radio. This one here, I'm going to start off. This is working on a spoken word show, hopefully be coming out soon. This is hopefully going to be the opening of it, but you never know. But 13 minutes here, some spoken words. We're going to bring you some Saul Williams. Also, Jim Morrison, Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth, and a clip from a show called Black Mirror, BBC show. All that and more coming up. Stay tuned. Pop Defect Radio live, believe it or not. Keep it locked.
Is everybody in?
The ceremony is about to begin.
Between the click of the light and the start of the dream. Between the click of the light and the start of the dream. Between the click of the light.
I don't see any American dream, I see an American nightmare.
It is the Great Awakening.
Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
When I was back there in seminary school, there was a person there who put forth the proposition that you can petition the Lord with prayer. In armor, and her sullen and aborted currents breed tiny monsters. True sailing is dead. Awkward instant, and the first.
The end of life in America, a broken chain of meanings, a torn carpet, that gash in the wall where the chair flew, dirt under the beds, meaningless headlines and silence between us, years swallowed up, waiting for something to happen.
TV says you're a jackass sitting finger to button as unknown teletypes clamor far off in my head. They speak of ideas I haven't yet seen. 1 million people passed me today. You passed me, eyes to the ground. The dog hasn't been fed all day and she has strewn the garbage from the kitchen pail throughout the house. She starves and wonders why. Your angels are dead, the last of a breed, the sky a hollow tomb now. You can't see it yet walking the streets, but you'll find out later. Death on the highway, crash on the levee, tears of love, disbelief, radio eruption, crazy roads running, cruising infinite, on a dimension, automatic freedom, confused, refrain, black treader circles caught, headlight beam search, explosive glass shatter, red arc-like warning, screaming metal field, dreamland wheel spin. The flower, the meadow, the hill. Proceed with caution. Proceed with caution. Images from a child's dream rising awake through sunlit portals. A fallen angel no longer in Earth orbit, no more a dark angel on a stolen ocean, sails up into the wind. Voices reaching through distant fingertips of sound, the ideal transfer from me to you. The crystal encasement held, locked tight forever. Allow for a moment, if you will. The angels glide down on wings of Core 10 steel. Wings of victory. That is their feat. A solitary thrill. A lonely moment. A dark pool. A damp threat. Wish fulfillment.
I don't see any American dream, I see an American nightmare. American nightmare. American nightmare.
Words. I didn't even try to. I just knew I had to get here, to stand here, and I knew I wanted you to listen. To really listen, not just pull a face like you're listening, like you do the rest of the time. A face like you're feeling instead of processing. You pull a face and poke it towards the stage, and we la-dee-da, we sing and dance and tumble around, and all you see up here, it's not people. You don't see people up here, it's all fodder. And the faker the fodder is, the more you love it, because fake fodder is the only thing that works anymore. Fake fodder is all that we can stomach. Actually, not quite all. Real pain, real viciousness that we can take. Yeah, stick a fat man up a pole and we'll laugh ourselves feral, because we've earned the right. We've done so the time and he's slacking the scum. So ha 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 at him. Because we're so out of our minds with desperation, we don't know any better. All we know is fake fodder and buying shit. That's how we speak to each other, how we express ourselves, is buying shit. Show us something real and free and beautiful. You could. It'd break us. We're too numb for it. Our minds would choke. There's only so much wonder we can bear. That's why when you find any wonder whatsoever, you dole it out in meager portions. And only then, till it's augmented and packaged and pumped through 10,000 pre-assigned filters, till it's nothing more than a meaningless series of lights while we ride day in, day out. Going where? Powering what? All tiny cells and tiny screens, and bigger cells and bigger screens, and fuck you! Fuck you! That's what burns down through, is fuck you!
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Something burns inside me, man. Can't explain, won't understand. Anger, rage, and war cry. Fear, fate, and lullaby. And wake up. And wake up.
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
There and slowly knitting things worse. Fuck you and your spotlight, your sanctimonious faces, and fuck you all for taking the one thing I ever came close to anything real about anything. But oozing around it and crushing it into a bone, into a joke. One more ugly joke in the kingdom of millions, and then fuck you for happening. Fuck you for me, for us, for everyone. Fuck you.
Thank you. Lynchburg throwdown. It seems our favorite pastime has become our most fair future. Technology has failed us. Gunshots by computer. 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 Are you looking for the truth or for another fight? If you wanna give it what I want, then give it up tonight. Freedom ain't looking for the, ain't looking for the fight. If you wanna give it what I want, then give it up tonight. Are you looking for the truth or for another fight? If you wanna give it what I want, then give it up tonight. Freedom ain't looking for the, ain't looking for the fight. If you wanna give it what I want, then give it up tonight. Gunshots by computer.
Blogspot.com. Subversive music for dangerous times.
What's this bullshit?
Utterly out of control.
I don't fucking care.
Time's up.
Things have taken over. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Revolution.
The lunatics have taken over. Taken over. The lunatics. The lunatics have taken over. Taken over the asylum.
Everyone knows.
We can't do our job anymore.
Let us get this clear.
Lost it, man.
Not trusted by anyone. Guilty.
Find out proof.
Cronyism and favors. Guilty.
Revolution.
The lunatics have taken over. Taken over.
The truth is,
the lunatics have taken over. Taken over the asylum. Again.
They're wicked.
Break the rules.
Again.
Party. Betrayal.
Guilty.
Party. Spin. Deportation.
21st century. Revolution.
From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state, and every we will be able to speed up that day when all of God. White men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
I can't smoke pot. Because it's the same thing, I'm too old for it. Sometimes young people come up to me after shows, hey, do you want to smoke some pot? I'm like, can I get my portion to smoke without you alone later? Because I don't want to stand in a parking lot with some 20-year-olds. Last time I got high, I was in Kansas City, and I got high because I was in Kansas City, and it was shitty. So after the show, so these kids that worked at the club, they're like, you want to smoke some pot? And I'm like, yes. So I'm standing in a parking lot with these kids, like 20 years old, and we're smoking a joint. And I'm taking huge hits because I had no idea. I didn't know they'd been working on this shit like it's the cure for cancer. I didn't understand the fucking technology that's gone into making pot so powerful. Because when I was a kid, you could just smoke a joint for a while. Now you take two hits and you go insane. It's not doable anymore. And I was taking big hits, like big 1970s jean jacket Bad Company hits. Here come the jesters, one, two, three. It's all part of my fantasy. And I'm like, yeah. And even the kid with the wooden hole of no ear, the absence of flesh in his ear with wood, I don't know what that is. Even he was like, "That you should be careful, that's a lot of pot. That's very strong marijuana." Yeah, I'm fine. Running with the devil! Just fucking, and in about 10 seconds, everything just and I'm like, oh, shit. This is an ordeal now. I'm not gonna feel okay for a very long time. And everybody's just standing around and talking, and I'm hoping, like I'm really hoping that I look like this. But I'm pretty sure that I was just scanning insanely. I was actually counting, like, look at her for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Switch to him. 5, 4, 3, 2. Randomize, don't go in the same direction. 5, 4, 3. Nod your head. That looks like you're listening if you nod your head. Ha ha ha. And at one point I realized I need to get out of here because the air is hitting my arm weirdly and they can tell. They totally know that I'm not handling the way air is touching my arm right now. Why am I doing that with my hand? That's weird to do that with your hand. Nobody stands like this. Nobody stands like this. Just fucking, no, that's also, that's weird too. That's crazy. Just, shit, I gotta go. But I didn't know how to leave. Because I had this dilemma. We're all standing in a perfect circle facing each other. And I thought, it's gonna be insane if I just turn my, I'm one person with my back now. Do I just back away like this and hope that they fill in? And then I thought, no, say something. Say something out loud to them that smooths the transition of you leaving. Okay, what do I say? Pick a thing to say. Goodbye. That's a nightmare. That's just goodbye. That's just noises. Finally, I walked away and I said, I'm leaving! And I know it was that bad because they all went, oh, shit, okay, all right. Whoa. Like, I'll never see those people again as long as I live. And then I had to get in a car. I forgot that I had rented a car and I have to drive back to the hotel. And I'm driving on this highway in Missouri. And at one point I realized, I think it's been about 25 minutes since I looked out the front window of this car. I've just been dealing with shit directly in. Oh, shit. There's a whole spectrum of responsibility out here. I'm supposed to take part in this. And then at one point, I remember I was at a drive-thru and I was terrified because there's a lady sticking her head out a window. And she's mad. She's going, sir, sir. And I just kept saying, I don't know, I don't know. I don't know. I had the window closed. I had no fucking idea. What part of the transaction am I? Did I pay yet? Have I ordered? Have I been sitting here for 40 minutes just eating at the window and I ate the paper and everything? Sir, and I just went, no, I don't want it. And I just fucking bolted.
So I can't do that anymore.
Thank you.
Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com there. Some Radio Moscow off of their 2011 release, The Great Escape of Leslie Magnafuzz, 2011. That track was called, we heard two from them actually. First one was Summer, we heard 1942, Summer 1942, that last track, and really psychedelic, trippy instrumental called Desenflorativa. It's off their latest release. Very psychedelic blues. We heard Louis C.K. in there, a little bit of humor. Bought Smoking Pot. That's also from 2011, Live at the Beacon. Also, Adbusters Midtro. We did off of an Adbusters compilation a few years back. And a spoken word mix music thing I had in progress. Still in progress. Don't know when that's going to actually be done. It's going to take quite a while.
True story. In eighth grade, I was short, had glasses, and a squeaky-ass voice that refused to change. Two things dominated my thoughts, James Cartino and John Lennon. Cartino, I came in contact with daily in gym class where he beat the shit out of me at every opportunity. Lennon, I came in contact with in my wildest dreams. In 1971, John Lennon spent a week in my hometown of Syracuse, New York. Yoko gave an exhibit and museum there. Some friends of mine skipped school and got hired to do odd jobs for her. I'd tell them of my day of Cartino poundings. They tell me about their day with John and Yoko. I was envious as hell. My friends told me there was to be a private party, and I begged them to sneak me in. They were skeptical, but agreed. I waited outside the museum for about 8 hours. I had to piss real bad, but I didn't dare leave. And about midnight, the back door opened, and I snuck in. I couldn't believe my luck. I'd be invisible. I'd watch. I'd wait. The room was dark and crowded. I saw Allen Ginsberg and some others I recognized, but no John and Yoko. After an hour, I felt I could risk a much-needed trip to the men's room. I made my way through the crowd, entered a hallway, took a few steps, and looked up to see Lennon approaching. A group from the party had targeted him, and right behind me, they rushed. I was carried, it seemed, in slow motion, on a path, straight as a bullet's. Closer! 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 Closer, 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 closer to my chest. Slammed into John Lennon's. John Lennon looked down at me and barked, "Fuck off." It sucked to be me. I hit the men's room. The hometown buzz from Lennon's visit lasted a month. For me, of course, it lasted longer. Cartino thrashed me the following Monday, but it didn't seem to hurt as much. Something had changed for all my life. I didn't cry when Lennon was murdered. I was angry, bewildered. I respected him so much, I may even have felt guilty. Last year, while getting my baggage at LaGuardia Airport, I found myself next to his son, Sean. Tall, handsome like his father, with his mother's beautiful eyes, the son Lennon never got to see become a man. And now that I'm a father, I understand this more than ever. It was then I noticed I was crying.
Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
Pop Defect Radio. Radio.
need someone. Cuckoo, look at you.
head did explode. My head did explode. I thought I was an Aztec or a runner in Peru. I could build such beautiful buildings to house the chosen few, like an Inca from Peru. How many years have come and gone, like friends and enemies? I tried to leave my past behind, but it's catching up with me. Catching up with me. I don't know how I'm standing here, living my life. I'm thankful for my children and my faithful wife.
Thank you. Take your mind.